One thing about me is that I am from the Midwest down to my bones, even if I don't live there anymore. I love to save money. I really do, which doesn't make sense because I'm also a bit of a silly goose when it comes to money, which is why Rocket Money is really helpful. Because did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've just forgotten about? I am one of those 75%. I'm willing to bet that I'm in the top 1% of that 75% because it turns out I had several subscriptions to the same platforms, the same streaming services, the same apps I was paying for multiple times. Guess who showed me that? Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. For those of us who are a little bit shy, a little bit non-confrontational, did you know Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%? All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They will even deal with customer service for you. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. That's a note to myself and also to you. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/IGTBO. That's rocketmoney.com/IGTBO. rocketmoney.com/IGTBO. I'm Nora McInerney, and this is It's Going to Be Okay. If you've lost someone you love, maybe you know this fear, that you are forgetting them. Not in the big picture sense, but them, the parts you forgot to memorize, the things nobody would think are worth remembering, that maybe they wouldn't even mind you forgetting. But it's so horrible to reach back into your mind for a piece of them and find it missing. Why didn't we write it all down, record it, stick a USB drive into their brain and download every bit of them? Science, I'm sure, is close, but a fat lot of good that does for the people we've already lost. A lot of people are afraid to talk about the dead. It might make someone sad. They might not want to remember that, but we are already sad, and most of us, I think, do want to remember. We want to know that it's not just us missing, remembering, grasping for pieces of the person who died. My son has no real memories of his father, so I give him mine. I tell him about his dad's favorite foods, the funny turns of phrase he used. I share what I have left, even though I know it will never be enough. And sometimes someone gives me a memory. A high school classmate or a colleague will send me a photo of the version of Aaron that I never met, but I definitely would have had a crush on. The other day, my sister-in-law texted me and asked if Aaron had an anklet tattoo. She vaguely remembered him having one that was funny, and maybe it was a barrel of monkeys. This is not something that I'd forgotten about Aaron. I remember, but it's something that I hadn't remembered in a long time. And she was right. He had a barrel of monkeys anklet tattoo. And not only that, but the tattoo artist, let's use that phrase so loosely, he got this tattoo. I'm pretty sure he was like very young, 16, 17, 18, 19, young. The artist didn't fill in the monkeys and didn't do any like visual depth to them. So the arms just crisscrossed, like overlapped. Hard to explain, but trust me, it was funny and dumb. And I remember the first time I saw it thinking, this guy is such an idiot. I love him. I love him. And he kept it covered up. And one time my dad snuck a peek at it and was like, oh, that's actually really funny and cool, which was so surprising because my dad hated tattoos. And today, my okay thing is that remembering, is the act of remembering and the gift of remembering and the gift of someone else remembering and giving it to you. I'm I'm Nora McInerney. It is going to be okay. The it in that sentence is doing a lot of heavy lifting. What exactly will be okay? Not that my husband died at age 35. That's not okay. But we find something. We find a little bit of okay in every day. And Monday through Friday, we are here to share it with you and to share your okay thing. So if you have an okay thing, share it with us. You can email us, igtbo@feelingsand.co. You can record a voice memo. You can just tap up an email. You could call us, 612-568-4441. This is an independent podcast brought to you by Feelings & Co. Our team is Marcel Malikibu, Claire McInerney, who produced this episode, Michelle Planton and Grace Berry, and myself. This episode was mixed by Amanda Romani, and our theme music, as always, is by Secret Audio.